and also news, and inshallah, the quick fire Q&A coming from all our listeners. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, how are you doing this fine, a beautiful Thursday morning, Mufti Sahab?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative, and verses 31 and 32. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is blessing Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, with miracles. And he must take those miracles there to the Pharaoh and his cronies and cabinet to show them that he has been selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala to be a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Hence, Almighty Allah states, chapter 28, verses 31 and 32, وَأَنْ أَلْقِ أَصَاكَ. And you, Musa alayhi salatu salam, now you cast and you throw your stick, your rod, your asa. And when he threw it, فَلَمَّا رَآهَا. Hence, when he saw it, the stick, تَهْتَزُّ, it was in motion, it was shaking, كَأَنَّهَا جَانُّ, like a serpent, like a snake, وَلَّا مُدْبِرَا, then he turned and he ran away. So it shows from here, mu'jiza. Mu'jiza is a miracle which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala confers to prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, but they cannot do so on their own. So remember, it will only happen with the decree and with the will of Almighty Allah. Therefore, Musa alayhi salam naturally got very frightened and he walked away and turned away and started running. Walam yu'aqib, walam yaltafit. He didn't look back. Almighty Allah addressed him, Ya Musa, O Moses, peace be upon you, alayhi salatu wasalam, aqbil, you advance, come forward, wa la takhaf, and do not fear, innaka min al-aminin, you are from the people who are given security, this you must use in the presidential court, in the royal court of the Pharaoh, let him and his cabinet, let him and his caucus get the shock of their lives, because he's saying he's so crazy, ana rabbukumul a'la, that I am your supreme being. So show him this, then you will know that who Almighty Allah Jalla Wala was, is, will always be the only ma'bud, the only one worthy of worship. Creation cannot worship creation. Creation must worship Almighty Allah alone, the sole exclusive creator. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was dark in complexion. Another miracle. Usluk yadaka fi jaybik. You, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, enter your hand fi jaybik. There, place it under your armpit and so forth by your bosom. Takhruj bay. And then when you withdraw it, takhruj baydah. Then you will see that that hand will be whitish, shining, glittering, min ghayri su, and not because of any sickness and disease and illness. So that is what you must show him. Wadmum ilayka janahaka min al-rahbi, and take your hand and place it there again by your heart. Min al-rahbi, out of fear, Allah will give you the comfort, the peace, the tranquility. فَذَانِكَ بُرْحَانَانِ بِرَبِّكَ. Hence, these are the two proofs, the two miracles, the two proofs, the two evidence from your sustainer, nourisher, ila Fir'aun, to the Pharaoh, and to the Fir'aun, وَمَلَئِهِ, and his cabinet ministers, his caucus, his close and dear ones, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ. Indeed, they are a people who are the fasiqeen, the non-Muslims, and they are the ones who are too arrogant. They don't want to accept Musa alayhi salam, nor Nabi Harun alayhi salam, not accepting Moses or Aaron, or the message of the messengers. So what happens after that? Inshallah al-Aziz, we will discuss it tomorrow. Inshallah al-Aziz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take you around the world and locally, nationally, globally with the news, views and interviews. Many, many stories to cover. Number one, every Muslim in South Africa and all parts of the world who knows about this, we all should be reading 2 rakat salatu shukr out of gratitude and thankfulness to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, where you are, my brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, in Ispingo Beach. You know there's a Darul Uloom there, Madrasa Ta'lim Uddin, and then they had an issue with the Adhan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the constitutional court, their verdict was in favor of the Muslims, and that brother lost, remember, the Hindu person would cost. And I went to his house personally, but I don't know, he didn't open or he was not there to discuss this issue with him. But nevertheless, that's a great victory. Remember, we must use the courts, not that we accept their verdicts all the time, because many a time their verdicts are totally against Islam. For example, on homosexuality and what have you. But when it comes to the defense of the deen of Islam, so then we have to use them also. So we thank our lawyers, advocates, attorneys, all might Allah Jalla Allah reward you. And we as Muslims should always know that there will be certain elements who want to cause harm to Islam and the Muslims, but all might Allah Jalla Allah always humiliates and disgraces them. See the one harami, the one jutla, the true terrorist, and is a settler. He's still remaining in custody. And Ben Gwee, the harami, the real terrorist, he says no, he should be given a medal for murdering the Palestinian. So that is where the status quo now in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, run by Hitler's children now. White House throws cold water on the Saudis and Israeli normalization and says it's not going to happen. So you can see everybody got a hidden agenda. Biden wants that now, that Netanyahu and them must be kicked out and remember must be replaced by Lapid. Not that for us it's going to make a difference. They're all haramis as far as we concerned, and they all are war criminals. But that is just the news that's breaking on their media, and therefore I'm telling you. So another harami, another war criminal, Smotrich, he knows that the Israeli Arabs are down, so he further kicks them, remember, and wants to make life as difficult as possible. But they forget that everything, the time will turn, and then they will be on the receiving end. The world can see now who are the real terrorists, who are the real murderers, who are the people who are committing the crimes, very similar to that of the Nazis and so forth. Pakistan, the government has been dissolved, and remember, within 90 days they must have elections according to the constitution. But you know they will always look for some loophole and so forth, so the elections might be delayed. And remember that Imran Khan will stay in jail according to them, and is disqualified for 5 years, because they know if they have free and fair elections it will be a landslide victory. But you can never expect that in Pakistan, free and fair elections. If you stayed in Pakistan or you know good Urdu, then you must know that in Pakistan politics, Dandli is a famous word in Urdu they use in the political circles, and that is the rigging of the elections. And that is what the West wants, to keep all their stooges and puppets, Choroki Hukumat, the government of thugs and crooks, remember that. Now Now there's one guy, you must remember, he wanted to shoot and kill O'Biden, so they arrested him or what have you, a whitey, but they don't call him a terrorist. If it was a Muslim guy or Arab guy, then they should have told you that you know that these are the terrorists. America says they're a superpower. Almighty Allah is giving them a sample example of his punishment. There's a place in America called Hawaii. So fire destroys so many parts of Hawaii. 6 people dead. Hundreds of thousands of people will have to be evacuated. And remember, tourists will have to be moved out. Just yesterday alone, 2,000 plus tourists arrived there. So big problems in America and especially in Hawaii. The French is trying to destabilize Niger, and they are warning them, our brothers, let's call them our brothers, the junta, or the junta, the army. They're telling French, we are fed up of you and your rule and your colonizing mentality, and the Americans, Victoria Nuland, and them are shaking in their boots. We will be next, and we will be told to get out from here. But they're all resisting because they're hoping something will happen. So remember that there seems to be big problems there. Listen to this story, all of you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You should know these type of stories. When I went to Russia a few years ago, I visited Moscow and St. Petersburg. So now the Russians and the Boer, you know Boer? The Boer, the farmers of South Africa, they are cutting a deal. Between St. Petersburg and Moscow, they're making a certain new township for them, a new place for them. And 3,000 farmers, Boers, and their families will be leaving South Africa to go and settle there between St. Petersburg and between, you must remember, Moscow. That's a big, big loss for us. Let me be honest with you. Whether we like, we don't like, no Indian, no colored, no African can do farming like this Boer do. And they got all the expertise. They got the know-how. Apartheid was an inhuman crime against humanity and something inhumane. We know we are the victims, but we must give credit where credit is due. The more and more farmers leave South Africa, the Boer, remember, your prices of food and so forth will be spiraling out of control, and they will say, why should we stay here when we are always told kill the Boer and so forth and so on. So every party got their own reasons and so forth. They do not feel safe anymore here. So it's a big story to follow that. Lebanon says that you must ban the Barbie film. All films are haram in Islam, but Lebanon, we've been there, it's another crazy place. They got the Hizbul Shaitan, who called themselves Hizbullah. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah, called them Hizbul Shaitan, and we agree with that. Shias are kuffar. So they are all now putting pressure and saying that the Barbie film must be banned completely in Lebanon. It is promoting the LGBT, promoting homosexuality and transgender. Obviously, for us as Muslims, we must condemn it. Only fools will be so impressed with it and so forth. And this whole industry of films and Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood in Islam obviously is totally haram. Saudis to host more than 150 or 200 scholars, most of them just chamchas, you know, chamchas being sidekicks. They will give them big, big prizes, dollars and so forth. And this will be between the 13th and 14th of August. And this will be for moderation. For what? For moderation. No, you mustn't speak against the Saudi rulers. You mustn't speak against the Shias. You mustn't speak against the Yahudis. You must, like the Haramain Sharifain, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan doesn't allow the Imams to take the name Yahud. I'm translating for 20 years and more the khutbah, the Friday sermon. From this year, from beginning of this year, you can say 2023, remember, no Imam is allowed to take the word Yahud. That is the moderation, which means sellouts and scholars for dollars. That is what it means in reality. So now in Lebanon, another big story. So now both sides kuffar. They're both sides are non-Muslims. One side are the Christians and one side are the Shias. They had a big fallout and two people died there in the fighting between them, between the kuffar, Shias and the Christians. So USA, see the bully, Uncle Sam, threatening people. You must not help Russia and you must not look for loopholes. So United States of America, Biden and company, threatening Kyrgyzstan, a country in Central Asia, that you allowing things to go through your country to Russia, we will take action. See, that is the big bully. Therefore, Taliban gave them a good thrashing. Till today, you must remember that. They will never forget. And therefore, the Trump said it was the worst defeat in the history of Afghanistan. Speaking of Afghanistan, our brothers Taliban have pulled off a thing in this day and age which nobody can think about. There they have a canal. Remember, 285 kilometers from one side of Afghanistan to the other, and man-made, so remember this, and they're doing it without any foreign aid. So those of you who are against the Taliban, you must remember that. Don't believe everything that you hear on the media. The Washington is very, very worried about the Wagner group in Africa. Russia, Wagner, all together, so they're making great inroads. China making great inroads. America put military bases, and these people put infrastructure. So who is better? China, Russia did not occupy 1 kilometer in Africa, and you occupied so many countries, you, that the Washington, the Americans, and Europeans, and so forth, you colonizers and haramis, and now you want to come tell us you are worried about the Wagner group. The World Bank punishes Uganda. Why do you speak against the gays? That is their democracy. That is their human rights. You must remember that. You must become their puppet and you must become their sidekick and chamcha, as we say. Then we will assist you. And if you are going to have policies against the gays, against the transgender, against the lesbians, then we will not give you financial aid. So tell them to go to hell. So tell them go to hell. So therefore we admire, remember, the president of Uganda. He told them, you take your aid and you get out from my country. So if Muslim countries can do that, these Arabs, millions and billions and trillions of dollars, but they cannot even produce one bomb. They bootleg, you must remember, America and the West and Israel. Poor country like Pakistan has a bomb. So that is why there is so much focus against Pakistan and the true Muslims there. Our programs for today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mohan Zaid Khan will interview Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and then 11 to 12, inshallah, in our lesson today, Mohan Zaid Khan and myself will discuss the importance of Sunnah and Hadith, because today people, some of them want to reject it and are rejecting it, Allah forbid. And then between 1 and 2, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. So read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Suratul Kahf. I told you, but many of us forget. So Durood, what is the meaning of Durood? It's a Farsi word, a Persian word. When a person has bumper crops, he will sell it for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. Keep our tongues moist, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our love for Almighty Allah, our love for Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will increase, and inshallah, Almighty Allah, jalla wala, will make our khatima, our ending on Iman, and the best day in our life. Allah, jalla wala, grant us tawfiq. Gee, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, you can start firing up with your quick fire Q&A, inshallah al-Aziz.
Quick fire indeed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First question for Mufti Sahab. Anonymous sister says, the rise of unemployment has forced many families to resort to desperate measures, Mufti AK. Many of the women folks are now resorting to prostitution. Please advise, beloved.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Obviously, for a woman to sell her body and so forth, absolutely haram, and that cannot be justified in any part of the world. Secondly, you must remember yesterday I went to Darulum Zakaria. On my way back, I was listening to the radio, and there they said one African lady, she even poisoned her children, remember that, and killed herself and committed suicide because of the poverty and so many things going on. So the question we have to ask for people in South Africa, where is the intervention of the government with a bloated government, two ministers of education, and the education in South Africa is a laughing stock of the world. And we as Muslims, our one wedding we have, you must remember 1 million, 5 million, 10 million are being spent and so forth. Why not, you must remember, we go and help all these poor people. Remember that this poverty is such, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kad al-faqru ay yakuna kufra." It is very, very near that when a person goes into that state of absolute poverty and squalor and so forth, then he might even choose to become a non-Muslim. Allah forbid. Open a Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, authentic hadith. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda used to say, if poverty was a person, a human being, I, Ali bin Abi Talib, Amirul Mu'mineen, Fatih Khaybar radiallahu anhu warda, I should have taken my sword and killed it. So we as the Ummah, we have so much resource, so many resources. So it's an indictment upon us as well that we are not channelizing, remember, our zakat and our money in the proper way. 3/4 our organization, a bunch of muftias. Let me tell you that openly. That half of them, they pocket certain percentage and so forth. Therefore, we have no confidence in them. So we should be very, very careful when it comes to our zakat and so forth. You, my sister, you, the families who are really in abject poverty, you don't have food, you can't pay your rental, pay your water, lights and so forth, return to Almighty Allah and read Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaq. Read the 99 names of Almighty Allah, 5 daily salat. Inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will open many, many doors with His grace and mercy.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti. Ibrahim Imsomi says, Assalamu alaikum. I reverted to Islam during my teen years, Mufti Saab. It was done at a well-known Islamic center. It was a cold event. Recently, a European brother reverted to Islam and they made a big deal about it. Even had articles published in local and overseas journals. Mufti Saab, I still feel the colonist mentality in lots of our people. Maaf for my observations, Mufti.
No, we echo your sentiments, my brother. Remember that apartheid has really played a negative role in the thought process of our people, majority of them. You will hear me saying this 100 times and on several occasions, that our people in South Africa, Muslim countries, Arab countries, majority of them, it is embedded in the inner recesses of their heart that white is right and the West is the best, because that is how they are bombarded by the media and so forth. So what happens is that we start feeling that we are inferior and we suffer from the inferiority complex and start thinking the West is the best and white is right. So you must not worry about them. Remember this, we in media, we receive so much criticism, but it's a test of a person's sincerity that are you still going to go on or will you just give up? So you don't worry about this. But to izzumanta Shah, what was illumanta Shah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives izzat honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah disgraces whomsoever He wishes. You hearing for the past few days the event, the incident, the episode of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, dark in complexion, sheepish hair, according to some ulama and so forth. And what do you see? That 136 times, his name, nami, isme gram, honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran, the most for any prophet and messenger. So my brother, these are all trials and tests we have to live with in this world. So you must rise above that and say, we have the best and we will share it with the rest.
Beautiful, Mufti. A confused sister Abigail says, there are many who classify Christians as Santa Claus Christian and Orthodox Eastern European Christians. What do they mean, Mufti? Does it mean that Islam doesn't recognize Christianity as a religion, or is it just a fairy tale? How do you answer Abigail, Mufti Saab?
Yes, you must remember, my sister Abigail, that when they say that they are Santa Claus Christians, meaning that the whole year they will do what they feel like, wine, dine, swine, homosexuality, lesbian and what have you, but Christmas they want to celebrate, you see. So that is what they mean. They are part-time Christians, they are not devoted, dedicated. And you know Christianity today has been hijacked, you must remember. Everywhere you will find a Jutla, a Jew. He's involved somewhere and somewhere. So now what happened? That Jesus, peace be upon him, received the Injil, the Gospel, and that were the true teachings. But then you must remember there was a Jutla, a Jew. His name was Saul. Saul says he saw a dream. Saul means S-A-U-L. And he became Paul. And he says he is now going to teach the people true Christianity, but in the meantime he hijacked the whole of Christianity, brought in the Trinity and brought in so many other fairy tales and so forth. Therefore you see that your Christmas also, I told you yesterday or the other day, my sister Abigail, you can just Google it and see that Christianity and Christmas 1647 was banned by the Puritan Parliament of Britain as a pagan custom and nothing to do with Christianity. And you can see it today what happens there. And the date also is wrong, 25th of December and so forth. So therefore, you have to revisit the whole of Christianity and you will see that they are leading the people astray, and therefore so many people are coming back to their natural home, and that is Islam, my sister. Islam is the only pure religion, no addition, no omission, no interpolation, and you know Christianity, how the clergy have changed the Bible and the message of the Bible, how the rabbis and the jutlas, the haramis, have changed the message of the Torah and so forth. So that is what is meant, my sister. We should be very clear on these issues.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti A.K. Hussein. You have a huge listenership in Hillbrow, Nigerians and Congos all listen to your show. But why are they not accepting Islam? Can you please explain, Amadou Sitole?
See? Amadou Sitole, my brother, I'm very happy to hear that. We honored. You must remember, my brother Amadou, let's take a brother from Nigeria, a brother from Africa. Now he is here in South Africa. Now he starts doing dealings with the Muslims. I mean, we need to be honest about these issues here. How many of our Muslims are not doing straight deals? Some of them are involved in drugs. Some of them are involved in illegal cigarette trade. There's no such thing as cigarettes are permissible. It is or not permissible in Islam, but when it becomes illegal also by government, it's worse, you know. So the point I'm making, Amadou Sitole, is this, that we need to teach Islam and propagate Islam with our own character, with our own integrity, honesty in our business dealings. I give you one example. Today it's considered to be one of the largest Muslim countries in the world. History of Indonesia. How was Indonesia? How did they embrace Islam? That when the traders and the business people came there, they saw their honesty, integrity, that these are people who fear Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and remember that is how they got attracted to Islam and they gravitated to Islam. So when these people from Nigeria, Africa, come to South Africa, now they want to deal with me, Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, Ahmadu, Muhammadu, and so forth. But majority of us are crooked in our business. So are we inviting them to Islam or are we putting them off? So all of you from Nigeria, Africa, remember that my message to you is always, you must study Islam and you don't have to base what's happening on Muslims of today. Muslims of today, you will get all assorted biscuits. You will get the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, and some of them will try and rip you off and get involved in drugs drugs and what have you, but you must not be there to defend them. We have to defend Islam and propagate Islam. Quickly, I give you one story. Yesterday, I sent it out to all the groups. MashaAllah, thousands of people. MashaAllah, every day I see people want to join our group. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. So you jutlas, Jeremy, shalom, shalom, you must listen to the story. So there were two jutlas haramis before Israel came into existence. So now they said, we're so hungry, you know, and let us go here to the Muslims, they will help us. So the one jutla said, me, I'm to tell them I'm a Muslim. I'll tell them my name is Abdullah. The other guy said, no, me, I'll speak the truth and tell them that me, I'm a Jew and my name is Isaac. So lo and behold, these jutlas, two of them, both of them very, very hungry, they went there to that Muslim area and they told them, please help us, you know, that we need food, we are very thirsty. So they asked them, what's your name? This guy said, I'm Isaac, I'm a Jew. The other guy said, I'm a Muslim, my name is Abdullah. So the family said, very good, give Isaac the food now immediately, he's very hungry. And you, Abdullah, you don't know it's Ramadan now, you must wait for iftar time and then we'll give you food. You see, so that is the Muslim, that he just accepted what they said. So when we become true Muslims, then you will see the world will gravitate towards Islam even more, inshallah.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti. AK and team, greetings. I'm a professional corporate man from an atheist background. A colleague gave me your link to your radio. It's informative and current. You get to the point. Convince me that there is a God in just a minute. I will consider Matthews, Mufti Saab.
What you say, Matthew? Go look at yourself in the mirror, my brother Matthew. Look at your eyes, look at your nose, look at your mouth, look at everything of you. Now, how did you come into existence? Did your father, mother create you? Did any scientist create you? Did any doctor create you? Look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the rain, look at the wind. Look at what they say nowadays. In Iran, the people are getting roasted and toasted with the heat. And in China, the people are drowning, you must remember. Who is doing all this, my brother Matthew? What do you think? It's all happening automatically? Is it a coexistence? So all these are signs. One rain comes, and you see your lawn is green, your flowers are red, your roses are red, and you see the kaleidoscope of colors in your garden. Who is doing all that, Matthew? Think properly. There is only one Khalik, one creator. There is only one Malik and one exclusive owner of that universe. And me and you, as the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, if we cannot recognize him, then it is our fault, and you don't blame him, Almighty Allah.
JazakAllah. One more, yeah, Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti AK from me in Zambia. Here we keep deen clean in our hearts. Most people do not want to listen on Islam. What can we read to soften the hearts to deen? Amina, Mufti.
Remember that we have to propagate Islam, we have to love Islam, and we must have feeling for the people, the masses, who are bombarded by the Western media and mass media. Muslims are trigger happy. Muslims are terrorists. Muslims are people who want to rule the world and oppress them. So that is what they are teaching them. So we have to interact with them and show them who the real terrorists are. France, they are the ones who occupied Algeria for 130 years, and then they occupied Tunisia for 75 years. Britain, they colonized India and so forth, and made it one of the poorest countries, and they stole millions and millions from there. America invading 50 countries plus or more since the Second World War, and you see what they are doing now in Palestine. And remember, supporting the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So you have to educate them. They speak of human rights and so forth. Where is the human rights for my 30 brothers who are there in jail and in the prison in the hellhole in Guantanamo Bay and being tortured? Where is the human rights for my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? So when we pose this kind of questions, none of them can answer it. So it shows everywhere the hypocrisy and the double standards of the West. That's all they know, how to steal and trying to plunder and occupy. Therefore, we say that for Palestine and occupied Palestine, only solution is this. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Jazakallah khairan, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. Next up is the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mawa Khalid. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.